This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi finds herself on the receiving end of a pastoral rebuke in hopes of engaging her in dialogue. On the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi declared she had great standing on the issue of abortion, asserting that as a Catholic and mom of five, she knew more about having babies than the Pope. CNS News then engaged her hometown Archbishop, commenting that human life beginning at conception has been established medical science for over 100 years. San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Corleone said that no Catholic can dissent in good conscience from the consistent teaching of the Church from the very beginning. Corleone says it is the obligation of pastors of souls to reach out to their people who have difficulty understanding and accepting such, and to establish dialogue. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, get accustomed to the discussion of CRISPR in bioethics, spelled C-R-I-S-P-R. It's a gene-splicing technique on the threshold of performing genetic engineering of humans. Biotech engineers are urging the public to engage the issue. And there are fresh signs that Roe v. Wade won't survive the millennial generation. A new Marist poll shows 58% of young people believe abortion is morally wrong. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.